You're listening to Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock, and I'm here with a source that you should really know about. It's called Peak Moment TV, and I'm here with the host, Janaea Donaldson, and I'm going to let her explain what she is doing and why you should know about it.
Thank you, Alex. That's wonderful. Peak Moment TV originated when I learned about peak oil, and that was about 2005. Prior to that, my partner Robin and I were already tuned into climate change through Bill McKibben. But I thought peak oil might be the place where our wallets would start to create changes in behavior when the economy, you know, felt the effects of cheap oil going away. We started Peak Moment TV because we wanted to let our neighbors know about what was going on. And when I say peak moment, my sense of this isn't just this year or even just this decade, but that we're at an arc of a peak moment in history, certainly a peak of certain resources, the non-renewables, and enormous population, that we would need to see contraction in the material sense of not a consumer society. So what my first question is, if it's going to be a whole lot more expensive to get food in my town, my little rural town in Northern California, where will that food come from? Well, it has to come from my local area. So we started videoing shows with people who may not have been thinking about peak oil per se, or may not have been thinking about climate change, but were looking at local food, growers markets, permaculture, natural building, local money. So that's where it started. And we began to find more and more people all through the Northwest. We would travel. We have traveled. We are traveling. And finding the creativity, the innovation, the ideas, people trying things, becoming more neighborly, taking care of each other, sharing tools, sharing cars. So hopeful signs everywhere about people in this peak moment coming together on their local level. So Peak Moment TV is at peakmoment.tv on the web. We have at this point 245 shows free, all on the internet. And we find that people are changing their lives, being inspired by them, which makes us feel really good, really glad to do that. You know, it's one of those little signs of hope at this point. The people that we're getting to meet, the brain being inspired by all over.
I'm trying to do more of that. I went to the Mother Earth News Fair and I met about 13 people there that were really inspiring. They had come as speakers and we ran a series of interviews on Radio EcoShock. Everything like aquaponics, for example, very interesting topic, raising fish with food in a whole natural cycle. There are a lot of great ideas out there. I just spoke with Lawrence Boomert of New Zealand, and he has the Bank of Solutions.
Yes, the Bank of Real Solutions.
Bank of Real Solutions.
Yes,
isn't that great?
We just interviewed him, so we'll have some of that up on Peak Moment. Yeah, it is. And his solutions include the alternate monies, and when the government couldn't pay for adult education anymore, they had their alternate money exchange ready to go, and they just kept going on with doing their classes, you know, without the currency, you know, the New Zealand currency. Those are great examples. We videoed some folks, speaking of hydroponics, there's a show that we just put out within the last few months of folks doing exactly what you're talking about with the hydroponics, you know, in their center. It's very small, starting out place. I think that probably some of the folks you met at Mother Earth News, what people most want to know on the Peak Moment channel is, what can we do at the individual and family level? What can we do in our backyard? And then they start to think about, well, what can my neighbor and I or the folks up the street do together? We visited folks in Victoria at McCaskill Street who got together, learned a bit about what they could do, you know, for a transition to less energy. So they looked at energy and food and water, found out that there was a new kind of efficient heat pump, and all of them got rebates so that for nearly free they have far more efficient space heating because they got together as neighbors and learned about that. You know, I think that's where the hope lies, is down here in the grassroots.
You talked about peak oil. I just did an interview with a fellow from Berlin who is part of a joint study in both Europe and the United States. The University of Maryland was involved on peak oil. And I thought, well, peak oil, yes, Richard Heinberg, yes, a lot of us who have been doing alternative thinking. But no, it's being studied by universities and it's being studied by the military, by a lot of people who can see that oil is not just a free thing that comes out of the earth forever. It's definitely limited. And he was saying that, well, we have to redefine what peak oil is. Really, it's not that we're going to run out of oil. It's that it just gets more and more expensive, dirtier and dirtier to produce, harder and harder to find. And that's exactly what we have with the tar sands, what we have with deep water drilling, and oil's, you know, $90, $100 a barrel these days. It's pretty expensive.
Yes.
So I think that people are going to experience that for sure. Do you cover that in your program?
We have. We haven't done an update in a couple of years, but we do cover exactly what you're saying, that it's going to become more expensive as it gets dirtier, as it gets harder, and it already is. I mean, we're already at, in America, at gas prices that were right at the point where it broke the bank, if you will. It caused the collapse in 08, a part of the collapse in 08. And people are feeling that pinch. We're just at that edge. We have not covered, and I do want to cover, fracking, because I think that people are being given the story that that's gonna be the bridge. That'll take over for where the more expensive oil is, and I see that not happening. So we'll probably do some updates on that. Because what bottom line was going to matter to the ordinary person is, how am I going to feed my family? You know, the economics of living. And those are the places where people can have the most effect, is how they choose to live their lives. It's part of why we see people sharing houses, living in tiny houses, things that will allow them to physically maybe appear to be less wealthy. But it's being balanced, as you said, in relationships that are more nurturing, that are healthier, that are making up for the less in the material world.
Well, Janaea, you mentioned that it's Peak Moment TV. Where's the TV part?
Well, somebody just told us we should call it, it's Tel-a-Vision. So that even though it's on the Internet, we are on the Internet and we are on community TV stations in America and a couple of other places in the world. So people can find us at peakmoment.tv. There's also a Peak Moment channel on YouTube. But the TV, of course, is a throwback to television, because we're not on the big flat screen televisions, unless you have that. We're on the Internet. But we really do have a lot of guests who are just ordinary folks who really are telling their vision of coming into and thriving in a very different world. It's more contracted physically, but richer from the inside.
Well, I've watched a bunch of episodes that you have going on the net, and I've really enjoyed them. So you have been one of my favorite spots to visit.
You're sweet, Alex.
No,
thank
it's true.
You. Thank you.
I've learned a lot. You have some good guests, and we all have to learn. It's a re-education process all the time. So I really want to thank you for joining me on Radio EcoShock, Janaea Donaldson of Peak Moment TV.
Peak Moment TV. Thank you, Alex. It's been nice to be here.
Check out the Radio EcoShock weekly show blog at ecoshock.info for more links to Peak Moment TV and some recommended programs to watch. Support Radio EcoShock if you can at the website ecoshock.org and grab free MP3s of our past programs while you're there. I'm Alex Smith. Thank you for listening and caring about your world.